Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News. Joined this week by George Little, Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Memphis, Kemp Conrad from the Memphis City Council, and Thomas Malone, President of the Memphis Firefighters Union. The full report is on our site, some other sites out there, found from PricewaterhouseCoopers, an accounting firm, found that the city's pension fund, around $700 million underfunded, and is on, they conclude, an unsustainable path. And so I'll start with the basic question and let each of you respond. I'll start with you, Mr. Malone. Do you see that pension fund for your firefighters and others? Is it on an unsustainable path?
We don't think so. There's only one issue that we have found as a negative. Now, let me preface my remarks by saying, until we get all the data that they used and an outside agency, just as the report suggests, to get professional advice, do not use this as anything as substantiable. Get outside professional advice, and that's what we're going to do as soon as we get all the information that they used to compile this study.
Kemp, your reaction to the report?
This report is nothing new. This has been out there for 4 or 5 years now. It's just the next report. We have a whole conference room full of them down at City Hall. It's a challenge that gets worse every year when we don't address the problem. It's a $700 million issue, and there's another $700 million issue coming with the healthcare unfunded liability. This is not unique to Memphis. A lot of cities and states have gone through this. Our current budget, as it's currently constructed, is dishonest. It's dishonest to taxpayers. It's dishonest to our employees, and it's dishonest to retirees who expect for this pension to be there. Without change, it's not going to. One of the main reasons is the city has underfunded the plan by $50 to $80 million each year over the last 4 years. I think that we need to make some reasonable plan changes. So there is a retirement for people. Okay. And so this is fact. It's mathematics. It's been an issue. It's why the union agreed to some of the changes we made 2 years ago. We need to get the discussion, collaborate, working together in a way that's fair to everybody.
CEO Little, do you all agree with at least the conclusion that the pension fund is on an unsustainable path?
We do agree with that conclusion. We recognize that we have a shortfall in terms of the funding level. When we talk in terms of the lack of sustainability, talking about assuring that pensions are there for our current retirees, we want to assure that their pensions are there for our current employees. And by the way, we want to be able to continue to attract and retain employees. I think one of the other key things in terms of the whole issue of sustainability, however, is how we pay for the pension plan, whatever we settle on. Councilman Conrad made mention of the unfunded liability. On an annual basis right now, we're looking at a gap of anywhere from $60 to $80 million that we're currently not funding. And so one of the challenges, regardless of even if we choose to do nothing, will be filling that gap, because the state of Tennessee has demonstrated that they're willing to step in with municipalities. It's not just Memphis. We talked about the national picture. There are 12 other jurisdictions here in the state that they're looking at. Conceivably, they could come to us and say, Memphis, make your annual contributions. And that could impact taxes, service levels, and that could affect our current employees if we're forced to fully fund.
One thing that the plan, it suggests, going from, I guess, what's called a defined benefit, that when you retire, you're guaranteed a certain amount of money through the city pension fund or any other pension fund, to a defined contribution. The city, in this case, will contribute a certain amount every year. Do you look at that, Mr. Mullen, and really dislike that prospect that there could be, if these numbers, and I know it's a big if, but if these numbers prove to be correct and there is this big unfunded liability, that there's a really hard choice that has to be made that really changes the way benefits are paid out, at least to future retirees and maybe even current retirees?
The problem that we got is there are a lot of factors factored in this report that are simply not true. We do not get an average of a 5% pay increase every year.
We're talking about net additional expenditures or net additional revenues or some combination thereof. And that means jobs. That means taxes. And so there is a cost even to doing nothing within the actual system. And I think if there's no other takeaway from this, what we've got to look at is minimizing the burden on the taxpayers while maximizing the benefits for our employees, but there will be a cost regardless of the choice that
under the current framework, there's a $100 million annual gap. So either the employees are going to need to do more, there's going to have to be more revenue, or services will have to be cut. Those are our three options. Well, and I think what is going to happen at the state level, not just for Memphis, but the other 11 or 12 communities out there, is there's probably going to be legislation that's coming that's going to force us to ramp up quickly to make that annual required contribution that our actuaries, who base this stuff on fact, tell us we have to do.
Every single plan that's in this study, the cheapest one would be $600 million, all the way up to $100 million.
Okay.
If you took that money, put it in the current plan, We're slick. We're 85% funded.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.